Hi, thank you for calling the Maryland Sex Abuse Helpline. My name's Alexa. We are on a recorded line. Who am I speaking with today?
Hi, my name is Eric, and I have the person for the Maryland Sexual Abuse Claim. She is on the line. Her name is
Okay.
Rachel. So can I go ahead and transfer?
Yes, perfect. Is her phone number
Thank you so much.
628-249-3842?
Yes.
Yes, that's
Okay.
correct.
Beautiful. I'll take over. Have a good day, Eric.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Hi, my name's Alexa. I do have to say we are on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
Okay. And I believe he said your name was Rochelle. Did I hear that correctly?
Yes, it's Rachel.
Rachel. Okay. Hi, Rachel.
Hey, how are
Okay.
you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Is your first name spelled Rachel?
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay, that's my sister's name as well. Okay. So, Miss Rachel, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Maryland abuse lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I do apologize if some of these questions are repetitive to what the gentleman asked you prior. It's just to make sure that we get the correct information on your claim, okay? Okay, now, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I don't have anybody to help
Okay.
me yet.
Okay. Has anyone ever sent you something for you to sign with your finger on your phone or electronically, or sent you a
No.
packet in the mail to your house to fill out and send back regarding this lawsuit?
No.
Okay. Is this claim for yourself or for a loved one?
Myself.
Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever received money from anyone regarding this claim in the past?
No.
Okay. Do you know anyone else who is seeking justice for their abuse and needs assistance?
No.
Okay. If you do think of anyone, feel free. You will be getting my contact information at the end of this call. Feel free to give them my number so they can seek justice as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now have you ever been registered a sex offender?
No.
Okay. Has the abuse you experienced involved someone affiliated with an institution, school, or church while you were under their care?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Now, what facility did the abuse occur at?
It was at Juvenile Detention Center, Thomas J.S. Waxter Children's Center. It's on 375 Red Clay Road in Laurel, Maryland, 20724, area
Bear
code.
with me. Let me take a look. Okay, you said what city and state?
It's Laurel, Maryland.
Bear with me. Okay, so I believe you said the Thomas Wexler or Waxter Children's Center?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for clarifying. Okay, bear with me. Let me get the phone number. Okay. And what were the dates of the abuse?
It's June 9th, 1997.
Okay. So you said February of 1997?
June 9th, 1997.
Okay. I do apologize. So
I'm sorry,
June.
my voice is a little bit
No, it's
gone.
okay. It's okay. And sometimes it is so hard to hear over the phone, so I do apologize. That's why I always like to clarify. So you said June 9th, 1997.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know this question may be a little bit hard to go over. It's just to verify that we get the correct information on your claim. Will you please describe the abuse that occurred?
Yes. When I was 16, I remember that something really bad happened. He did some really wrong things to me, including having sex with me 3 to 4 times and forcing me to have oral sex with him as well. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
He threatened that if I told anybody, he would kill me and my family.
Oh, jeez. I am so sorry. Oh, this is horrible, what you've had to go through.
Yes, I'm just very afraid and don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I'm kind of just, it's been really hard, rough for me.
Yeah, of course. I can't imagine.
Okay, I'm okay now. If you want me to go further, we can.
Okay. I'm just trying to
okay.
get everything that you mentioned and then put it into here. And then please, if you want me to add or take away anything, please let me know, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I put that when you were 16, you remembered him forcing you to have sexual intercourse with him 3 to 4 times and oral sex multiple times. He threatened you that he would kill you and your family if you refused.
Yes.
Okay.
If I told anybody.
Okay, or told anyone. Okay, would you like me to add anything or add on to anything or remove anything from this description?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay. What is your current age?
I am 44.
44, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you already said this, they do have us ask a... since it is on a recorded line, they do have us ask it in this order. What was your age at the time of the abuse?
I was 16.
Okay, thank you. What was the abuser's role at the facility?
He was a teacher.
Okay. Oh. Do you remember his name?
Yes. It's Robert... Legions, I can spell it for LEAGONS.
Okay, I have Robert and then LEAGONS.
GONS.
GONS, okay.
Mm-hmm. He's an older black man, bald.
Okay. I was just going to ask, this next question is, please give as detailed a description of the abuser's physical appearance as possible. So I put older black man who was bald.
Yes.
Okay. Do you recall eye color, approximate age at the time?
Not really.
Okay.
Maybe 52, something maybe about 52 at the time.
Okay.
He's much, much older.
Okay. Was he tall, short, average?
About average size, yeah.
Okay. Do you remember any tattoos, accents? Did he wear glasses, have any piercings?
No, not that I can remember.
Okay. And you've mentioned he was a teacher. Okay. Now, I know you already mentioned this in your description, but this next question is, how many times were you abused during this time frame? Include both the instances that you described? How many separate times were you abused during that time frame?
Three to four times.
Okay.
And then, three to four times.
Okay. Okay. Now it only lets me to put in a number. Would you like me to put three or four times? Separate occasions.
Four times.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, where did the abuse occur within the facility?
It was in the washroom.
Restroom?
The washroom, yes.
Okay. And you would agree that the abuse type was sexual abuse, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Did you disclose any abuse to someone?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure you were too afraid since he did threaten your life and your loved one's lives. I'm so sorry that happened to you.
Sorry, it's not your fault.
Now, please provide as much detail as possible. How has the abuse affected your life?
Well, it's been really difficult to move on from.
Okay.
From everything. I'm still broken.
Yeah.
He really destroyed everything. Like, my whole life has just been upside down.
Okay.
Every day I could just remember all the things that happened that day. And I can't forget what he did to me.
Okay, so it's been really difficult to move on from. You're still broken. Your whole life has been flipped upside down, and you're reminded daily of the incidents and can't forget what happened to you.
Yes.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Was law enforcement... Was law enforcement ever involved?
No.
Okay. Do you have any corroboration that you were at that facility?
Yes, I do. I have school records. I have testimony that was there.
Okay. Okay, I put school records and witness testimonies that you were there.
Yes.
Okay. Can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm female.
Okay. Now, I have your first name as Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L. Do you have a middle initial?
M.
M as in Mary?
Yes.
Okay. And then can you please say and spell your last name for me?
G-E-N-O-C-H-I-O, Ginocchio.
Okay. I have G-E-N-O-C-H-I-O, Ginocchio.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
What is your date of birth?
01/14/1981.
I have 01/14/1981.
Yes.
Okay. And then this 628-249-3842, is this the best phone number to reach you at?
Yes.
Okay. Is it your mobile or your home phone?
It's my cell phone.
Okay. When being contacted, would you prefer a phone call, a text, or an email first?
A text message.
Okay. What is the best time of day to reach you, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Afternoon, sorry.
Okay. What is your best email address?
magic415sf@gmail.com.
Okay. I didn't get that last word. You said 415?
SF.
Okay, can you spell that for me?
It's like San Francisco, SF.
Oh, SF. Okay, I do apologize.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's okay.
So I have magic415sf@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. And your social?
623-05-1985.
I have 623-05-1985.
Correct.
Okay. What is your best mailing address?
1001 Brussels Street, Brussels Street, San Francisco, California, 94134.
Okay. Is there a apartment building or unit number?
B.
B? Okay. B as in boy?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to read that back to you to make sure I have it correct. Please correct me if I'm wrong. I have 1001 Brussels Street, and that's Brussels Street, B, in
yes.
San Francisco, California, 94134.
Correct.
Okay. Have you received treatment or therapy as a result of the events that occurred?
No.
Okay. Now, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case. Does your emergency
okay.
contact live with you or does not live with you?
They live with me.
Lives with? Okay. And what is their first name?
James.
James?
Okay. Uh-huh.
And what is James's phone number?
It's 415-312-0626.
Okay, I have 415-312-0626.
Yes.
Okay. And is James your friend, spouse, relative?
He's my son.
Son? Okay.
Yes.
Would you like to provide his email at this time?
James Davis, J-A-M-E-S, period, D-A, I'm sorry, James, J-A-M-E-S, period, E, as in Edward.
Okay.
Period. Davis, D-A-V-I-S, 415@gmail.com.
Okay, I'm going to read that back to you to make sure I have it correct. I have James, period, E, period, Davis, 415@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now we are finished with the intake process. I am just going to go over the questions with you one more time to make sure I have everything correct on my end. I did ask you if you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Maryland abuse lawsuit. You said yes. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. I asked if you already had an attorney assisting you with a claim. You said no, and you said no one ever sent you something for you to sign with your finger on your phone or electronically, or sent you a packet in the mail to fill out and send back regarding this lawsuit. You said no. Is that correct on both of those?
Correct.
Okay. This claim is for yourself, and you are a resident of the United States.
Yes.
Okay. You never received money from anyone regarding this claim in the past, and you don't know anyone else seeking justice for their abuse and needs assistance. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. You have never been registered a sex offender.
Correct.
The abuse you experienced involved someone affiliated with an institution, school, or church while you were under their care.
Yes.
Okay, the facility that the abuse occurred was Thomas J.S. Waxter Children's Center at 375 Red Clay Road in Laurel, Maryland, 20724.
Correct.
Okay. The dates of the abuse was 6/9/1997.
Yes.
Okay. Now, was there an ending date you would like me to provide for the attorneys as well?
No.
Okay. Now, I am so sorry, I do have to repeat this. The abuse that occurred was when you were 16, you remembered him forcing you to have sexual intercourse with him 3 to 4 times and oral sex multiple times. He threatened you that he would kill you and your family if you refused or told anyone.
Yes.
Okay. Your current age is 44. Your age at the time of abuse was 16. Are both of those correct?
Correct.
Okay. The abuser's role at the facility, he was an employee and, in better detail, was a teacher.
Yes.
Okay. His name was Robert Leagons, L-E-A-G-O-N-S.
Yes.
Okay. He was an older black man who was bald, around 52 at that time, average height.
Yes.
Okay. How many times were you abused during this time frame? 4.
Correct.
Okay. The abuse occurred within the facility, in the restroom, and the abuse type was sexual abuse.
Yes.
Okay. You did not disclose any abuse to someone?
No.
Okay. Now, the abuse affected your life because it's been very difficult to move on from. You're still broken. Your whole life has been flipped upside down. You're reminded daily of the incidents and can't forget what happened.
Right. Correct.
Okay. Ugh, I'm so sorry. You are not currently employed and law enforcement was never involved. Are both of those correct?
Correct.
Okay. You do have corroboration that you were at the facility. The corroboration documents are school records and also witness testimonies that you were there.
Correct.
Okay. You confirmed you're female. You confirmed the spelling of your first name is R-A-C-H-E-L, middle initial M, last name Ginocchio, G-E-N-O-C-H-I-O.
Correct.
Okay. Your date of birth is 1/14/1981.
Correct.
Okay. Social is 623-05-1985.
Correct.
Okay. Email is magic415sf@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. This phone that we're speaking on is the best point of contact. Your phone number, phone is your mobile phone. You prefer text first, and best time of day is afternoon.
Correct.
Okay. Your address is 1001 Brussels Street B, as in boy, in San Francisco, California, 94134.
Correct.
Okay. You have not received treatment or therapy as a result of the events that have occurred.
No.
Okay.
You're right. I do not.
Okay.
No, I didn't know.
Okay. Your son is your emergency contact. His name is James. His email is james.e.davis415@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. And he lives with you, so you have the same address.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, before we wrap up, I want to make sure you know what to expect next.
Okay.
While they are working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out to finalize your claim. They will be reaching out a lot. I will be
Okay.
calling you within the next couple of hours once your file passes QA to transfer you directly and introduce you.
Okay.
They may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. That is completely normal. It's part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case.
Okay.
They may also need you to sign additional forms, like a medical release, so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you
Okay.
see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly.
Okay.
Since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them within the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up.
Okay.
Can you confirm you can be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you have any questions before I submit your information?
No.
Okay. Now, bear with me. I'm getting the documents set up. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now I am setting up those documents right now. Bear with me. Okay, you will be receiving these documents as a text message and an email, however you prefer to view them. Now it is going to ask you for a few signatures and a few initials. Make sure that you do the signature as your full name, and then the initials you do as your initials.
Okay.
Okay, bear with me. I'm almost sending it. Okay, and then on the last page, it is going to ask you to upload a photo of your driver's license or government ID. Now, I'm going to stay on the phone with you as it is protocol for us to go over the documents together. And
Okay.
then that way, if you're having any trouble, I'll be right here, okay?
Okay, let me see. This is the one you just sent me, right?
Correct. It should say Alexa Knox from Massport Strategies has tried to send you a DocuSign. Beautiful.
Okay, it says review documents.
Yes.
Okay.
And then it might ask you to consent to receiving future SMS messages. You'll want to hit accept or consent or yes. And then when you're done with that, there should be a yellow start button in the top right corner. Let me know if you see that.
Okay. Says join or create an account.
You should not have to create an account. There should be a next or a continue button. What does it say on your screen? I know you said create an account.
It says create account or log in.
Interesting. You want to try exiting out and reopening the link? You shouldn't have to create an account to do this. Usually, it will
Okay.
ask you to create an account at the end of you signing, but you don't have to do it. Once I get it on my end, you don't have to create an account for DocuSign. It will send it to you, excuse me, to your email, your copy of your signed document, so you should not have to make a DocuSign login. If you want to, of course you can, but let's try to make this as easy for you as possible so you don't have to, create another login and password. Unless you want to, of course.
Okay, okay, here it goes, just pulling it up.
Okay.
Okay, it's loading.
Okay.
It keeps asking me for an email.
Interesting.
Don't understand why.
There's no start or continue button.
No.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me try to resend it to you.
Okay.
Because it should not, you should be able to bypass that.
Excuse me. It says choose environment, production or demo.
What? Okay. Let me ask you this. Are you doing it on your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a iPhone, Android, or Motorola?
I have my laptop.
Okay. Oh, you're doing it on your laptop?
I can't do it on my laptop.
Okay. Let's see if that kind of does that. That's interesting. I just sent one this morning and it did not do that. I wonder if DocuSign updated.
Just turning on. It just takes a second.
Okay. No problem. We're in no rush. I'm here to help in any way that I can. While we're waiting for it to load, I just want to say, you know, I know it's not easy talking about these things that occurred, and I am so sorry for what you've gone through, but let's try to, you know, help you in any way that we can, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Okay, is this one you sent me right now? It's from DocuSign right here, from MD4 Phillips, right?
Correct.
Okay, let me see. It says, do you agree to receive SMN messages from DocuSign
yes.
at this number? So yes, right?
Yes.
Okay. Continue. Okay. Says message from Alexa Knox Mass Tort Strategies.
That's
you sign.
Yes. Yes.
So sign it?
Yes. Yeah, you'll wanna see there should be a start button up at the top right corner. Now please, if you do have any questions, that's also what I'm here for. So
okay.
While we're going through it together, yeah, if you have any questions,
okay.
Please
it says review and continue. Message
okay.
from Alexa Knox, please sign. And it says, please read the electronic disclosure. And it
yes.
says agree, but the one that says other options?
No, you want to agree to that. And then it should have a little next button or continue.
Continue, yes, okay. Okay. And then
now,
it says retainer agreement?
Yes, so that should be the documents, yes. Do you
okay.
see, let's see, at the top it says... Slater, Schulman, LLP, and then Phillips Law Group.
Yes.
Okay, beautiful.
Uh-huh.
That is going to be the beginning of it. Feel free to read through it if you'd like. Like I said, it's going to save it for your records. The first signature should be on page 3, I believe. Let me see if I open it on my end, if I am correct.
Okay.
I believe so, yes.
Okay,
sometimes
yes, I see.
Our page numbers are different.
Where it says start? I mean, where it says sign, I mean?
Yes. So you'll hit the start button. And then it will ask you to put your signature. And then once you hit your signature in there, you'll see adopt and sign.
Uh-huh.
And then once you click that, then you'll only have to click in the other areas that need your signature. And then you'll need to do the same thing for your initials. But once you do okay. your signature once and your initials once, then you just have to click. It makes it very easy.
It's filling in already.
Yep. There you go. Yeah, or you just hit next and it does it for you.
Now it says upload a file. Is that my ID?
Yes. So you'll want to take a photo of your ID. We only need one photo, just the front, no back. And then once you add that in, then I'll see it on my end. And then, I'll, like I said, it will go through QA. Once they are done, then I am going to transfer you over to the law firm. I'll introduce you guys, and then they'll take over.
Okay. Okay, here we go.
And then while you're doing that, I'm going to also text you from my personal callback number. That way you'll know it's me giving you a call when I call to transfer you to the attorneys, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so while you're doing that, let me type in something. Bear with me.
You need the front and back of my ID?
No, just the front.
Just the front, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, after I've uploaded, I just push done.
Yes. Yeah, there should
Okay.
be a finish button at the end.
Okay.
Once you hit done, then it should have finish pop up. Let me know what you see on your end.
Okay. And then finish, right?
Yes.
Okay, then initial. Oh no, here it is. Okay, it says agreement has been signed successfully.
Okay, perfect. Let me take a look to make sure. Okay, it looks great on my end. I do see everything added to it. So I'm going to text you right now. Let me send it through. Let's see. Make sure there's no spelling errors on my end. Okay, beautiful. Okay, now that is my personal callback number. Please,
Okay.
please, please reach out to me if you have any questions or concerns.
Okay.
In the text, I mentioned that I will be reaching out to you within the next couple hours or so to transfer you to the law firm. And then, like I said, they're just going to go over some information with you. And then, if they send you any documents, make sure to get them back to them as soon as possible. Because, like I said, it makes the whole process run smoothly. And then, once they put the claim in on your behalf, you don't really need to do anything else. You're just kind of
Okay.
waiting on the results. And you know, you're in good hands, but please reach out if you have any questions. And you'll be hearing from me soon, okay?
Alrighty, thank you so much. I appreciate
Yeah,
you.
of course. You have a blessed day. Thank you for your
You
time.
too.
And once again,
You're
I'm so
welcome.
sorry for everything, and I'm sorry we had to go over it again, but let's get you some justice.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it so much.
Yeah, have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.